So let us continue with this teaching. It is not so much of a teaching as it is providing a pathway of experiencing yourself from that collective state and also simultaneously from the state of being as a individual expression. And if you really look at that, beloveds, you will see that there is no separation in you as the divine image and the collective consciousness of the all that is. There can be no separation in that because you are that. And it is just in that individual expression, it is just an aspect of the fullness of who you are. Now feel the energetics that are present at this very moment as I say this to you. Feel that vast unity consciousness of you. As source energy. And also see in this very moment how you can express that collective consciousness that you are, that source energy, in a very unique way. That is part of a soul-spirit state of being. Feel the energies of this unified expression of yourself. Recognize the vastness of who you are. In this state of consciousness, there can be no division, no polarization, just pure creative flow that can be expressed very uniquely in the world of form on the earth. You are very capable of holding this unity consciousness now. So let us move on and start to talk about this eighth ray of creation. You have had extensive teachings and processes in regards to this eighth ray. It's very important. Because it removes all of the residual fragments that from time to time creep up. Because you have to interface with the human collective consciousness that's still fragmented. The energetic container of human consciousness is not a purified container where there is a pure environment. So from time to time, because you have to navigate in those denser realms, the denser dimensions of third and fourth dimension, you get these little anomalies, dust particles, if you'd like to look at them as that, that kind of get on you. So, just as great avatars came in the course of your history of Earth and had to use that eighth ray to return through that seventh ray of creation channel to their original state. This is where you find yourself today, because you have achieved access to more complex thought that comes from that seventh dimension. You have been taught time and time again to merge your mind, the mind of your soul, the mind of your spirit, with the mind of Source. So the complexity of your thought requires a more complex energetic environment that is brought to you through that interface of the cube, and also through the interface of the star tetrahedron. You have achieved a function of three star tetrahedrons in your Merkaba field. The energetics are there within you. So it is in creating this environment through the cube and through the various uses of star tetrahedrons that complexity creates an environment for you to navigate from that seventh dimensional light template. Now, we are going to expand this teaching around the creative aspects of the eighth ray by using that sixth and seventh dimensional template. And to do that, you have to be fully present in the fifth dimension, which means that you are in the present moment, you have an open heart, you are engaged in the Sacred Heart consciousness through the white star tetrahedron, you are capable of accessing the void. You are capable of accessing creative source energy. That's what happens in this fifth dimension. So now we bring in this sixth dimension, and we begin to interject it. We compress through the sixth dimension these complex thoughts of source energy, creativeness. It's through the thought, that vast thought of Prime Creator, that creates in this more refined arena. So as you are seated in the present moment in this fifth dimension, you are now capable of drawing from the seventh dimension, from that collective consciousness, from source energy, and creating an environment for your body to begin to hold those vast frequencies of light. And to do this, we will use the cube and the star tetrahedron. There is another part of this that you have to be aware of. This cube is composed of vast sound frequencies and vibrations. It is composed of undifferentiated light and love. The element of love is prime in this environment that you are creating through these star tetrahedrons that are within you and functioning in your Merkaba field. So it's sound, color, light, and the magnetics. I want to talk about, in this session, particularly, color codes, which is a very important part of the energetics of the cube and of the star tetrahedron. So this is part of the expansion of this eighth ray process. We talked about the refinement of the intention and the precision of the creative process. So as you begin to add the color codes that you have learned along the way, this is one of those pieces that we're now connecting in to this creative process, and which makes it more precise. The first color code that we want to talk about in adding to this environment of the cube is the green coating, which stabilizes the element of love in your creation. This element of love has been discussed over and over again, and you've been told it's not an emotion, but it is a very real creative element. It is more powerful than any other element that you use. Do you hear this? So you can see where that green coating, which is a vibration, it is a frequency that is present in your creation. You've been told that the element of love will be in every creative effort, every creative expression. As is sound, as is that undifferentiated light and love. So the green coating is a very usable template. It's a vast vibratory state, and it brings about coherence within the environment. It brings up, it helps you formulate a confidence in yourself as a creator. It helps to clear away those irritants, the dust particles, the little fragments that attach to you periodically. Because it brings that unity. It brings coherence through the element of love. So when you're using the eighth ray to clear, you want to interject this green coating. Be aware of it. Seems like a lot of things that we're adding, but as you work with these things, they flow very easily into the creation. You don't have to specifically say it in words, but just have it in your conscious awareness. The second part of that color code is the blue coding, which brings in the emotions. Now, we've talked about the mental emotional body. Thoughts create emotions, put that thought, the movement into the thought to create the creation. So the blue coating is important because it uplifts the thought as well as the emotions, especially the emotions, and helps you use the feeling, the emotion, from that more refined state so that you have the certainty that you create effectively. You have the mastery to achieve it, and that feeling is present within you. All of those lower emotions begin to drop away in the presence of the blue coating and those vibrations, which elevate the environment. the yellow coating, which started out just as thought, refining thought, and then as you worked with it, transformed into Christ consciousness, into the gold. You are now capable of using your Christed oversoul and the Christed mind in the use of the cube and interjecting thought from that Christed consciousness. The Christ consciousness, the Christed matrix, is held within a star tetrahedron, a gold star tetrahedron. That is also part of the cube, as is that white star tetrahedron and the deep purple star tetrahedron that are in your Merkaba field. The other color codes that we want to discuss tonight are the indigo color code. That is also that you can bring into this cube. It elevates the consciousness and affects the mental emotional body very dramatically. It upgrades the second triad because it brings unity between the heart and the head through the pineal, the flame in the pineal and the flame in the heart. Now, a lot of this is review, but I want to bring this into your attention because these color codes were just kind of out there, and occasionally you would use them if you were in a stressful situation. Now it's time to draw them all together in a usable format to be used within your creation. And the cube and the star tetrahedron are complex enough geometries to hold the energetics and the vibration of these color codes. Now, the indigo brings about more Christ consciousness and makes it available in your environment. It further activates your Christ mind. It is composed of the colors of purple, blue, and gold. So when you use that indigo color code, you have brought about a use of the gold color coding, a use of the blue color coding. So this impacts your thoughts and your emotions and your mental emotional body. It creates an environment for you to use the Zeon particles of thought more proficiently. As you remember, the Zeon particles are an electrical component that is present in thought through the Ark of the Covenant. In this area of creation through the cube and the star tetrahedron, when you use the Zeon particles, you are unifying your Christed mind and making it available. And you are creating the electrical component within the neurology of your body, of your neurological system, that impacts the functioning of your brain. So this indigo color code is an important factor in the creation of this environment. The other part of this that I have to draw your attention to is then by bringing in that seventh dimensional light template and making it coherently available in those Zeon particles, it creates the magnetics. So now in your environment, you have a very potent electromagnetic field that contains the Christ mind energy, the electrical charges that create that, and you also have the magnetic piece from the seventh dimensional light template that was missing, so that you have a very balanced electrical magnetic field. And that seventh dimensional template then interjects that magnetic piece. So this beautiful light environment that you have created within your consciousness and within your body draws to you that source energy in its full expression in a earthly environment. The electromagnetic field is altered substantially and shifted into a function of the sixth and seventh dimension. In this environment, there is no limitation to your creation. It's expanded exponentially. So every piece that you have learned along the way is now applicable and added to that eighth ray function. In the next session, we will talk about the ninth ray, which has sound. You add sound to it. It's in the conscious awareness of the importance of that sound function. But before we end this conversation, I would like to talk about that magenta ray. Lord Metatron has brought through two messages recently to you in regards to this magenta color code. And it is a very important, vast color code. It contains within it every other color code. So you can use these other color codes for specific applications. But you can also use the magenta, which again upgrades your ability to create from that unified source perspective, because it holds all other color codings. It is that vast. It contains all colors. But most importantly, the first four colors of white, blue, purple, and gold. And you can see that the white is the purity of source thought, the purity of source magnetics, so that you have that balance in your electromagnetic field that brings it into play. The blue coating, the blue, which works with the mental emotional body, the purple, that source void creative energy, that fertile ground from which you create, and the gold, which is Christ consciousness and the Christ mind. There is available in this environment of the magenta color codes, because it is so vast, to create a double Merkaba field where you have six star tetrahedrons operating simultaneously. We won't go into that at this point, but I just wanted to interject that to you in the advancement that you are so swiftly making at this time. It is this magenta color code is a cosmic gateway, not just gateway into higher consciousness, bringing the earth back up into its Christed nature, but a cosmic gateway that helps you to transmit all of these vast energies and also draw to you cosmic energies that are very, very refined. It further facilitates the activation of your light body and brings about your ability to access all of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. It also facilitates a great impact on your ability to have the availability of the seventh ray of creation when you are ready to drop the body and return to the purity of your spirit in full unity with the source of your being. So this evening, I have given you a tremendous amount of information. And so I would invite you to begin to work with the cube. If you have to review, you have in your archives a lot of the work that you did in that eighth ray. And I want you to focus your attention on just creating this environment, this very refined, higher consciousness environment, where all of those color codes are present and usable, where you have access to the sixth and seventh dimensional light templates that you retrieved from the time lock, so that you have the templates in your DNA that supports your physicality into coming into a full expression as light body. You have all of the color codes available to you. You have creative thought that is merged with the thought of source mind. Now, this source mind now is applied to your physical existence, to the world of the earth, and raising your human state into that fifth, sixth, seventh dimensional frequency range. You have the awareness of your unified state with Source, expressing yourself as the individual, but never leaving that Source energy. And you have the very refined but yet complex thought system of the Christed mind available to you in that seventh dimension. You can see yourself as the individual and as a collective consciousness. So there are many things at play here that you have set in motion in this last session when we invited you to create with the more expanded form of the fourth, fifth, and sixth ray of creation, and looking more clearly at that sixth and seventh dimensional light template and applying it. So in this next few weeks, consider these things. Start to work with the cube, as well as the star tetrahedrons that you already have in place and functioning at 100% light in your Merkaba field. Your heart is open. You have the presence of the element of love. You have your mind that creates the Zeon particles. You have the activated Ark of the Covenant. There are many pieces and parts that can be put into the environment of the cube and made usable in your day-to-day life. They are part of the creative process. So, as we end this session, I encourage you to consider all of these things and to work with them individually and in your groups and create this very, very expanded and vast environment that not only increases your consciousness, but increases your ability to think and to feel as a creator. So now, to close this session, I want to return you into your Merkaba vehicle and begin to see the workings of the energetics that I have shown you this evening. Begin to see that first tetrahedron, which is your personal star tetrahedron. Notice how there has been alterations in this star tetrahedron. Not much attention has been put on this star tetrahedron, only to say that it is your personal expression in form. But many things have changed in the environment of that star tetrahedron. There's color, there's depth, and there is this brilliant, brilliant light. There is a state of wholeness, congruency, unity, and great love for self that is now present. The second star tetrahedron, that luminous white, remains very, very luminous. And the consciousness is even more expanded to that multidimensional expression. And the primary love element shines brilliantly. Your heart is full. There's no separation in that love element. And now into the purple, into the void, where there is silence and the fullness of creative energy in perfect balance as it is brought into form. It is brought in an environment that you are creating with these star tetrahedrons and within the cube that is balanced, calm, and filled with undifferentiated love and light. In this fertile ground, there is no need. There is only pure, creative consciousness. Explore the cube in the coming time. Explore that sixth dimension, the seventh dimension, all of the color codes. And as you explore with them, allow those color codes to be firmly embedded in the cube. Allow those color codes to be deposited in your Merkaba field so that not only are you creating an environment to create precisely and manifest more instantaneously, but you yourself are that environment. So when you have that within you, you magnetize through the cube and draw to you everything that you hold within you. And the two environments are the same. They are unified. Sit for a moment longer and enjoy this space that we have created together. Blessings, beloveds, blessings.